indeed, as the Quran would teach us, as the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would teach us, as our sages of our predecessors, our Salaf, our Ulama, the Awliya of the Ulama, rahmahumullah ta'ala, have taught and experienced, that the main causes of the stain of our hearts and of the diseases of our hearts and of the spiritual deaths of our hearts are two reasons. Al-ghaflatu wal-ma'asiyah. Ghafla, briefly we spoke about it, to be in a state of unawareness of Allah Azza wa Jal, to be in a state where we are absent-hearted, absent-spirited, absent-minded, and absent-spoken of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the absence of dhikr of all its forms. We did not speak of the details of what dhikr is about. That's one of the major reasons of the qalb falling in disease. The other reason is al-ma'asiyah, sin, disobedience, dhanb, as are of the means, as Allah in the Quran, as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Sunnah have told us and have instructed us, and we experience. And there are those ibad of Allah Azza wa Jal who experientially know this in their own lives, and consequently by the grace of Allah sometimes observing it in the lives of others as well. The consequences of dhunub, major dhunub and minor dhunub. Internal dhunub inside of us, arrogance, ostentation, delusion and so on. And external dhunub, the way we use our limbs and our senses, our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our abilities, our words, our hands, our legs, our sexual drives and so on. All collectively and individually. Dhunub. From shirk to major dhunub to minor dhunub and all different kinds, internal and external. What they do, of the first worst thing they do is to make our qulub al-iyad billah disconnected from Allah Azza wa Jal gradually at different levels. As Allah says in the Quran, speaking to us about the consequences of the dhunub of those who choose to be distant from the Divine subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَلَّا بَلْ أَرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah says to us that of the consequences of what people have done and they have earned through what they have done, that is of negative deeds and negative feelings and so on, is that something on this spiritual latif heart, something called ran, covers the heart and is laid over the heart. That every time we commit a dhanb, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in authentic hadith, every time we commit a dhanb, then a dark spot, that is absence of light, takes place on the heart, in the spiritual dimension of that heart, that is. And it keeps growing in the absence of true repentance and true remorse and true tawbah and true istighfar. It keeps growing, and the more we commit of that, the more that occurs. And the qalb is stained, and stained means we are very open and prone then now to the attacks of shaitan, to the attacks of the lower nafs as well. And that as a consequence, will veil us from this connection with the divine, the beauty of the divine and the majesty of the divine, and this uns that we should all seek with the divine, this internal feeling of spiritual serene tranquility and strength and inside of you, despite what is going outside of you day or night, alone or with others, you feel this uns inside that will disappear as a consequence of our dhunub. And the veil in this dunya, in this world, to be veiled from the divine, from a special relationship with the divine of hublav, from a special relationship with the divine of ma'rifah, of knowing the divine through the deeper dimensions of his names and attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they reflect in reality and what they are in essential reality. We are deprived of that. We're deprived also, ultimately, on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, from being in the company of the divine. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. Those will never experience being close to the divine in the spiritual sense, even in the hereafter. That personal relationship in ways that are beyond modality, beyond kayf, these relationship with the divine subhanahu wa ta'ala, those of us like that, with hearts like that, will be deprived of that relationship. Wal-iyadh billah. And there are other consequences in our lives of the noob. Many times, you know, when we ourselves are subjected to the injuries of others and the hurts of others and the abuse of others, could it be because of our sins we have hurt others? Because a sin is in relationship to the divine directly and in relationship to the divine via the creatures of the divine. If I violate the right of another creature, I say creature, a human being or a cat or a dog or a bee or an ant or a plant, if I violate certain of their rights as granted to them by the divine, I have committed a dhanb. A dhanb is not only, and those are serious dhunub, is not only not being prayerful, not to perform 5 daily salawat, to speak ill, not to perform zakah, not to perform sawm, not to perform hajj. These are dhunub indeed. To perform zina, wal-iyadh billah, these are dhunub. To deal in usury, these are dhunub. But dhunub also are internal: arrogance, delusion, ostentation, and so on and so forth. Demeaning, deluding, deceiving others, these are dhunub. But also to violate the right of another creature, to even to frown in the person, in the face of a person, because I don't like them. To harbor inside of me ill feelings about another creature, another person, and I harbor that and I entertain that, that's a dhanb, that's a sin, that's an act of disobedience. And more, to abuse somebody verbally, to take somebody from somebody, something from somebody without their consent, to hurt them in ways I'm not allowed to do, these are dhunub. And those dhunub have consequences. Sometimes what happens to me may be because of something I have done to others. Because a dhanb, once we commit it, it's energy that is released in space-time. And energy released in space-time now travels and has ripples. And those ripples travel like a ripple when it falls on a still pond, on a still lake, a beautiful lake of water like the one we have here. And then when it falls, it creates ripples. Those ripples will travel, and sometimes they hit a rock. And a rock will respond back, reaction. Equal and opposite to the energy and the force of that ripple. My dhanb that I would have committed against a person in this case, for example, symbolically, in a sort of an essential reality, is like those ripples. They are released. And sometimes another creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, another creation receives that ripples within its subconscious, if you will, and responds, and the subconscious orders it somehow to respond in ways that are external. So somebody frowns at me. That's perhaps just the reaction to my original ripple that reached this person or that person or this dog or that animal. Wahakada. Dhunub have consequences in this world and in the hereafter. And there is a lot more. Sometimes dhunub are sometimes the reasons behind the way we feel inside in such constrictive ways and anxious ways. Wallahu ta'ala.